What is your full name?
Susan Elizabeth Cleary.
Do we have permission to record this interview?
Yes, you do.
Where and when were you born?
I was born in Cardiff, October the 25th, 1952.
How did you meet Father Paul Satori?
Met him when he was serving as a priest in the parish in Haverford West.
And what's your earliest memory or memories of Father Satori?
Earliest memories, probably because my husband was living in a flat in Haverford West, first time away from home, he had, as always, gone to the Catholic Church to make himself known. And so our first memories of him were welcoming us into the parish and knowing that he liked to go out for a drink. He would go out for a drink sometimes with the boys, and seeing him riding around Haverford West on his motorbike and thinking, my goodness me, this is more than a priest. This is a real bloke, you know, one of the lads. So that was the first, our first meeting with him and getting to know him was as newcomers to the parish, really.
What? When did you move to Haverford West?
Well, Rory was there in 1974. That was his when he first moved there. And I joined him a bit later after we got married in 75.
So he really struck you as being, what, unconventional for a priest?
Very unconventional as a priest. And someone who liked to mix with the young people. I mean, he was young himself, really. Someone who liked to mix with the young people, liked to get to know the young people. And unconventional in as much as the things that he would say during Mass led you to believe that he was so much more than just a priest. I mean, that sounds silly. He was a human being, first and foremost, with his faults and his admissions to his faults. And I remember one occasion during a service, he had berated the congregation because we had another priest there, a parish priest, who was older and not as interesting, and people would put their heads around the door, and if they saw it was the older priest, they would go away and come back when Father Satori was saying Mass. And on one Sunday, oh my goodness me, he let rip. He said to us all, "You do not come to church for the priest," he said, "you come to worship God." And we were all quaking in our seats. But we didn't take any notice of him. We still only went to listen to him preach, you know, because he was a good preacher. And another occasion during a service, which was one of the reasons why I felt that he was so much, so human, was it was during the consecration, and he was literally holding the host up, and he stopped, and he looked at us, and he said, "How many of you actually believe this is the body of Christ?" And I was like, "Oh gosh, you know, this is the priest asking us," because he said, "Sometimes I don't believe it. I doubt." And he says, "I have to work really hard at reminding myself of why I'm here and the importance of this moment in the service." And it really hit home to me that here was a man who was not just a man, he was a priest who was able to say, "It's not plain sailing, we all have doubts, and it's okay." And that, as a young adult, made me feel, this is okay, this is good, this is what the church should be about, you know. And that was one of his strengths, was bringing religion into your everyday life and making you feel that it was okay to have doubts, and maybe some days you didn't think it was right, and it was fine, it was okay. And that helped me a lot with my faith. As a young adult, we all struggle with, you know, is this the right thing to do? Do we really want this anymore? And he really kept me in the church for a long time because of his philosophy and his way of reaching out to people and making them feel that the Mass was for them, church was for them. It wasn't just for priests and holy people and saints. It was for everybody, you know. So that was my experience of him in Haverford West. Later on, I think I told you, he married us. And Rory and I were married in 1975 in Cardiff, which was where we were both from originally. And our parish priest at the time agreed that Father Paul could actually come to Cardiff and marry us. And now before the wedding, traditionally, Rory had a stag night to which Father Paul went. And on the day itself, June the 19th, 1975, July the 19th, I arrived at the church in the car and I was told by the usher, could you go round the block? And I thought, oh, crumbs, the groom hasn't arrived, you know, this is it. So off I go, round the block, come back. Could you go round again? The priest hasn't turned up. Oh no, what are we going to do? He's driving up from Haverford West. So I went round a third time. And when I got there, there he was, bright as a ray of sunshine. Hi, everything all right? Yes, Father. Come on then. And he was all robed up. And into the church we went. Lovely service. We got to the sermon. And he said to the congregation, just sit down and talk among yourselves. What I've got to say is only for Rory and Sue. So we sat there with our backs to the congregation. And, you know, I can't for the life of me remember what he said. But all I know is he had us in fits of laughter. And the congregation could just see our shoulders going up and down, laughing at whatever it was that he said to us. But he didn't want to share it with the congregation, just for us, which that was a nice little personal touch, you know. So so that was those are my main memories about Father Paul. Later on, when he became sick, Rory had been moved to Swansea, and he went to visit him in the hospital. And of course, because of his illness, he was lying face down, so it was very difficult to sort of converse with him. Very tragic, very sad, a great loss, taken far too soon. But I think in the short time that he was there, he touched the hearts of so many people. And you'll know yourselves that that legend is still alive with all the Paul Satori Foundation and all the charity shops. And we were actually down in Tenby last Easter. And we said, we'll go and have a little ride into Nayland and Haverford West, have a look around. And we were in Nayland and there was the Paul Satori charity shop. And I said, we've got to go in and we've got to buy something. I don't care what it is, we've just got to go in. And the lady in there, we told her that we knew him. And she said, well, she didn't know him. She was too young to know him. But she said the number of people who go into the shop just because they remember him and they just want to keep his memory alive, keep that foundation going, you know, keep giving as he did, you know, giving all the time. Wonderful man, absolutely wonderful.
How would you describe him as a person?
Fun, a little outrageous perhaps, and kind. I think the kindness and the willingness to get to know people, to take the time to talk to them, whether it was in the pub or after mass or whatever, he always had time for people. And I think I think the fun thing is the one thing I remember most. He liked to laugh, he liked to joke, he liked a bit of fun. And he was always smiling, you know, he was always a happy chappy. That's how I would describe him.
Thank you. I think you've probably anticipated this to some extent, but do you have any other favourite stories about Father Paul?
I think the my two favourite were the wedding and the occasion at Mass. I think those are my absolute favourites. Yeah.
Thank you. And we always ask the interviewees, did Father Paul impact your life in some way? Well, obviously he married you and your husband, so that's quite a fundamental influence. Yeah. Can you think of any other impact he might have had?
Sorry?
Can you think of any other impact he might have had?
Well, I think, as I said in the beginning, he kept me in the church. He kept my faith going for a long time, at a time when perhaps, you know, a lot of young people would have been leaving the church, early 20s. And Yeah, so that was an impact, and I will never forget, you know, the things that he said. And, you know, now, I mean, I did leave the church for a while, I'm back, and I often think about what he used to say. And that, I think that's the biggest impact he's had on my life, is my religion, really.
Okay, thank you. And I know this is a difficult question, but if you could sum up Father Paul in three words, what would they say? What would they be?
Fun, as I said. Unconventional, which was a word you used.
Sincere.
And sincere.
Thank you. And is there anything, finally, else you'd like to mention?
I don't think so, Simon. I think I've said everything that I need to.
Well, thank you so much, Sue. It's been really, really useful having you share your memories of Father Paul with us. And
well, thank you.
Very, very grateful. And good to see you across the Irish Sea.